Today's post is exceedingly short. Frankly, I forgot this was my week. I've been busy with narrators and reviewing the backlog of audio I have on my desktop. But that doesn't help you any, does it? Today's topic is audioerotica. The one thing I find as a repeat theme is that even narrators aren't really sure what audioerotica is, and authors aren't sure how to write for it. So here's a little question for you. If the spoken word is considered storytelling, then audioerotica is... Go ahead, fill in the blank. When polling people, I got a lot of different answers. Here are a few. Some said it was porn for your ears, orgasms, and words. There were several that said it was sex stories. A few that giggled and said softcore sex stories, as if making a difference. Some were taking this very seriously and said, well, it's just for women, or, well, it's just for gay men. And a few went as far as to say that straight men don't like, don't listen to, and don't buy audioerotic stories. To which I laugh, because most of my clients are straight men with some pretty heavy audioerotic fantasies. But even if you jumble them up and put them all together, none of these answers actually is right. Because audioerotica, just like the spoken word, is storytelling. I know. It makes life easier to put things into specific cubicles. If we take something we don't know very much about and stick it somewhere where we don't have to be challenged, we make it easier to forget or discount it. But then if I let you do that, I wouldn't be doing my job. See, I truly believe I'm here to help you break down those compartmentalized walls. Consider this. A well-told story can be told in pictures, audio, and text. A well-told story holds the reader, the listener, the viewer, and makes them experience emotion. It doesn't matter if it's history, romance, erotica, fiction or nonfiction, a well-told story transcends. I know a great many of you will never, ever record your work or even consider it, but maybe you might consider this. When I was in art school, one of my favorite professors remarked that a well-made piece of art could be turned upside down or sideways and still be well-made and appreciated. It's true. So how about you take that theory and apply it to your story? If it's read with the eyes and captures the reader, how well will it stand up to being read aloud? Is it still as powerful? If you answered yes, then you're one of the fortunate few. If you're not sure, why don't you go ahead and try it? Let me know how it reads, text and audio. Links are appreciated if you want to record it. This has been Oceana for WriteSex.net. You can find more of me on RadioDentata.com, PeacockBlue.com, and the up-and-coming new audio romance publishing house, PureObsessions.com. Until next time, kisses on all your pink parts. Yow!